Welcome to Seize the GM. I'm your host, Zended.
I am your co-host, Jules.
And I'm Garda Moje.
Have you ever had a great idea for a campaign? Do you have a group of friends who want to play an RPG, but you have no one to run it?
Do you want to see what the world is like behind the GM screen instead of in front of it? Well, we're here to help you do just that.
Each week, the three of us will be discussing various GMing topics, terminology, maps, atmosphere, world building, you name it. So sit back and relax.
Let us help you
improve your art of GMing.
One show at a time.
Banter. And we are entering the banter segment.
Hey, welcome back.
After you gotta fix that intro, dude. It got a little glitchy.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Hey,
I don't know,
your
buddy. You're the one that did it.
It was
for everybody everybody listening at home. We are finally back to recording. If you recall our long drought of not actually having anything come out, we also didn't record anything. So what you are hearing now is our attempt to get back in the groove.
Yeah. And I think failing mildly, at least a couple technical glitches.
I'm going to take it out of the Technomes payment.
We also migrated websites. We've... Basically, I'm having to redo all of that stuff by hand because, yeah, that's the fun and beauty of moving everything.
For everyone who thinks podcasting is easy and the new blogging, not so much, no.
No, it's really not.
Have a friend. Have a friend. Pay them in pizza and beer.
Or money. Pay them in money because, honestly, it's a lot of work. And they deserve money for the hard work that they do.
I said doo-doo. Oh,
well, hey,
having a kid, man, even the potty jokes.
Oh, my God. She is so obsessed with farts. She has a whole book on animal farts.
Before we go too far down the scatological path, there is kind of one special extra awesome surprise that we've got on this show.
Cookies?
Well, I like to think of it as audible and intellectual cookies.
Wait, if you want to call him that, I guess you could.
Wait.
Snuggle muffins?
Wait, are there cookies?
There he is. You're the cookie, sweetie.
Oh.
You are delightful, you are sweet, you cap off everything perfectly. Welcome back, Null Operations.
Hey, how's everybody doing? And also, despite the technical issues, that's a pretty sweet intro.
And to paraphrase 8-Bit Theater, the cookies are also evil.
Well, cookies, like the cake, are a lie. Pie is the only thing that is true.
No, baklava, darn it. Pistachio baklava. Sorry, I've been going on the Patton Oswalt sky cake god thing, and it still cracks me up to this day.
Cannoli?
Pistachios? Do you mean tree clams?
Tree clams, yes.
I have never heard them called that. And considering I can't eat seafood and I don't have that wonderful experience of opening up a clam, yeah, I guess that's the closest I'll ever get. Yeah.
There's a podcast I should send you.
So, Noel, we've missed you. We've missed you. What have you been up to? What have you been reading and writing and playing? And have you been hugging the kitties?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The kitties have been overly needy. I had to usher two of them out of the room and lock the door and beg the wife to take care of them for a bit so that way there was not the constant scratching.
Thank you, wife, for petting the kitties. But we've missed you. Oh, my goodness. But it's so good to have you back. Have you been playing anything or reading any new books? Or I know you finished yours. How is that going on it?
Editing is going slow. As longtime listeners might know, I kind of had to leave the show for a bit because of, lots of medical issues. Also, I'm a pirate now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does this mean that we get to polish your hook?
Well, that's not the limb
I lost. Get out the pocket watches.
I lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. The eye is at a significantly low quality these days. So, been recovering from that. And it's kind of made the editing of the book a little slow, but the last month's been great. Been getting back on the horse in terms of doing projects, working stuff, and, you know, doing podcasts.
We've missed you, man. But I'm glad that at least it's better. You're moving. The movement is forward and slow, but as long as it keeps going forward.
Exactly.
Hooray!
I'm just laughing that the first time we use our new introduction where I finally said, okay, yes, I will put myself on there instead of Null. Null's back.
Yeah.
I should have done that like 3 months ago to say make your recovery faster.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's like the whole, you know, wash your car and then it rains kind of a thing, so.
Yeah, it kind of is. But there's a second reason why things have also been a little slow on this front is I've been toying around with the idea of potentially doing something, but I'm not 100% sold on doing it just yet.
No, no, no. Joining in with the Underpants Gnomes for a wonderful lingerie adventure it's not worth the investment, my friend. You get runs in your stockings and, oh, God.
Wait, is this
unless it's part of a Patreon drive, I really have to say it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's what it is I've been toying around with this idea. The thing is that do you guys remember the days when there used to be like podcasting networks?
Yeah, they kind of have that now with YouTube channels. It's kind of moved. You know, so you have like the Maker Network and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcasting networks are still a boot. There are several I listen to.
But there aren't a lot of ones that are, unless they're very specifically aligned to like one game generally, most of the gaming podcasts don't have that and don't have an umbrella in which to fall under. And I have been toying around with the possibility of once our site is back up and running again, doing an aggregator site for everybody that's doing gaming podcasts.
And you're not sold.
Well, there's a couple like that, and they've got, I know they got a couple like that on YouTube. You see a lot of that stuff from Geek and Sundry.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking, but I want to be able to do – I would like for it to be more than potentially just RPGs. Maybe something if somebody was doing like a card game podcast or
– So you just want geeky. Just geek fun gaming of, you know, interactions between peoples.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners. Zen's not sold on this idea. If you are listening and you think that Zen should work towards a larger umbrella, to work towards using Seize the GM and our manifest experience from failing to fix the website and feed for a couple of months.
New improved, and slightly schizophrenic.
To prevent you from having that exact same problem, send us an email, or better yet, join us on the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/seize the GM.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, oh, okay. Before we slide into the main topic, I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Eric. I did it in the Facebook group and I did it on the Facebook page, but I want to do it here on the show. Because when we were having all of these issues, Eric stepped up like nobody else, and he went over on our Patreon page and he kind of gave me a mild heart attack.
I thought he was your friend.
He did, but he took his pledge
Eric was very generous while we were sorting out some of these problems and making sure the tech gnomes got paid to fix it. And really, there's very little else that can be said other than a huge heartfelt thank you to Eric, who supports so many people in this gaming community. And if you don't know him, you need to meet him, because he's quite frankly a really awesome dude.
He is.
I you guys all know the story of the first time I met him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to listen to some of the old episodes. It's the my first Origins convention where he pretty much scared the pants off of me. Yep. And yeah, and that's the kind of, it was wonderful. So
yeah,
he's been part of our I want to say like almost the DNA of a lot of the stuff that we do, just supporting us and chit-chatting with us, sending us ideas.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a part of it for so bloody long, you know. It's
yeah,
he's always been there.
As soon as I put up a Patreon page, he was the first person to pledge money.
Same thing for the Hidden Grid.
Yeah, and as soon as I started it, like the first time I released the episode and he was the only one paying, I felt so weird. And when I did this last one, I actually had to have a conversation with him before I could hit the go button, because it just, when I got the text message from Patreon telling me what had happened, I'm just like, whoa.
So Eric, okay. Thank you for supporting us in all the ways that you do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's with all my medical bullshit, he's helped keep me sane. And with some of the drama that was going on, he's just like, look, if you need it, just let me know. I'll help. And I'm not one to ask for help, but he's like, I'm standing by. If you needed to ask. And he was just always, you know, hey, how you doing? And sending me, you know, wonderful. I love puns. And, you know, he would send me just a couple of funny ones, which just kind of, and you look at it and you start chuckling, and then you just got that wry smile throughout the rest of the day. So,
yeah.
So, Eric, we love you, man. Can't wait to see you at Origins. I'm thinking of either doing brownies, cookies, or both. Should I do brownies both or cookies?
I'm a both fan.
Well, you've had my baking, so, you know.
Uh-huh. That's why I said both.
Hey, I'm going to be at an Airbnb. I may have access to a full kitchen.
Ooh.
Well, I'm at the Hyatt Regency. I'm actually tied right to it. So if we need to store some of the gear, we actually have a Zippy and I got a hotel, and it's connected to the thingy convention center. Dear Lord.
So hey, look, the doodly.
We can store stuff there.
So
and here's the other thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Zen, with attached storage, with all of us there, are we thinking more recording on site?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm actually going to be at the Marriott, which was the first year that I was there, and I was like, I'm 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Through the tunnels. Like, I walk across an air thing and then go up to my room. Like, yeah, I can go anywhere in the convention center, because it's actually attached to the convention center.
Well,
yep.
Not to the other hotels.
I may be a little further away, but this is going to be awesome. And to make sure that we make it from now through Origins, and to make sure we're back for Origins 2019, it's a really good time to talk about, you know, kind of healthy practices for long-term gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it really is.
We're going to sound like game mom and game dad and game uncle and game auntie here. But
no, it's game totalitarian. You will follow.
And odds are
it's like friend computer, because Justin told me
your friend computer is here. Odds are you've heard a lot of this before, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again. We've got a game that's a lot of fun and we love. We want to do it for a long time. And before we dive too deep, let me throw a disclaimer on here.
I was going to say, the quick disclaimer.
We are not licensed medical or health professionals. Please consult an appropriate professional for any particular changes to your lifestyle, especially those that would require the consultation with people who are in charge of that. Some of you have more doctors than some others, and that means that you need to talk to them.
Just call me out for that thing next time, dude. I know I've got like 7.
Yeah, I think my wife has you beat.
I have 1.
Yeah. So I know Noel actually has some really, really good Noel actually has like some like live experience that, you know, on how to take care of yourself. So Noel, I know that you had some things you wanted to say. Come on, tell us.
Well, I gotta admit, I accidentally hit the hand button instead of the mute button on there.
But no, you had some, like, because you were talking to me after Origins, my first Origins, on, you know, you had, what was it, the 3-2-1 or 7-5-3? Mm-hmm. I was calling it pi, because sine, cosine, I don't know.
Well, true, but that's mostly kind of a convention-focused thing, and probably not necessarily the things you want to do in terms of staying healthy overall. The convention kind of thing of at least get 3 hours, 2 meals, 1 shower type of thing. But some people might say that might not be enough, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, sometimes you can't take all the rules we're going to be talking about at a convention, because, all right, you might be staying at a hotel. You can't, they might not have a microwave, or, you know, like if you're somebody like me, seafood will kill me. All types of seafood. I have the curse of Neptune. I don't know what I did. Maybe I kicked a mermaid in the face in a past life or something. But, you know, I can't completely and totally avoid it. So I have to make sure I keep, you know, pills for Benadryl and nasal irrigation, a.k.a. nose douche, because if I smell it, I start getting sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, so.
Which is the whole thing with, like, nutrition, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Most of you.
Some people have very specific, like, my wife is a celiac. She cannot consume bread. Anything with wheat, barley, she can't enjoy whiskey, beer, like anything like that. So, like, yeah, when we go to conventions, we have to be real careful about what we're doing. But even at home, we have to keep an eye on, like, what she's taking. So, like, when we go to our game, we have to be like, okay, if we're going to have this, then I need to have something else that I can eat.
Yep. Well, and that's a really good example of those specific medical and dietary requirements that can change. And so make sure you pay attention to that. Generally, most of you know you are not eating a balanced diet. And if we're talking about long-term health, you need to eat a balance of fruits, vegetables, carbs, and protein. Mm-hmm. You know you're not doing that.
Yep.
Also,
but here's the other thing.
Stay hydrated.
Oh, yeah. but here's the thing. Like, if you're not really sure exactly, well, like, you're going to take time to figure it out, okay? You're going to be experimenting with different stuff. One thing, and I'm doing this with the hydration thing. This is what I found worked for me, because there are so many foods that I cannot eat, either due to allergens or because I have gastroparesis. There's certain things I can't eat. You know, while you're testing stuff out to at least to make sure you might not be a perfectly healthy, but you can at least get, nutritional shakes. Kind of a thing, not the Nutra system, whatever the bull crap. No, it doesn't taste that great, but it has all the micronutrients, you know, vitamin B12, vitamin D, that I might not be able to get because I can't eat it. But if I'm also, you know, if I'm going to be gaming, you know what? I get a coconut water, which is something that actually, one of the few things that actually helps me rehydrate, because I have salt imbalances. And I put like 2 scoops of my nutritional thing. So in case I don't because like I might not be able to eat the snacks, or we're in a real big thing and I accidentally might skip lunch. You know what? It's a little thing I can do, and just right there. Doesn't taste all that great. I'm working on it. But, you know, it at least allows me, because here's the thing. You're gaming, you start, you can screw up your gaming experience by getting hangry. Or if you've got, like, if your vitamin D is low, you start feeling more pain, stuff like that. So, and if you're trying to eat healthier and reduce your calorie intake and stuff like that, you know.
Eating healthy is important.
You want to do some things to help.
Long-term eating healthy is important, and that helps you enjoy your games better. And we're not going to say there's one best diet out there for us geeks and gamers. That's a whole different conversation. You want specifics?
The best thing is what works for you after you've talked to your doctor and all that other stuff. But here's the other thing. If everyone at your game table, you know, try and bring something new but is healthy in some way, you know? Fresh fruit, fresh veggies, somebody's trying to reduce salt, you know, why don't you get some dried herbs and try a new thingy you can put on a baked potato or something.
If you've got
and share it around.
If you've got specific questions for those kinds of specific, health and dietary questions, send them to us send them to us on the Facebook group, on Twitter, however you can find us. And we'll see if we can come up with some answers and stick them on Patreon, stick them on the group. But in short term, when you're looking at the game itself, one thing I'm going to implore you to remember, balance your carbs and protein in your snacks at the table. Your brain needs both. Your brain needs carbs and your brain needs protein. So this is part of why you craved pizza after you left a college exam. Come on, admit it. How many of you would leave an exam and go, I want pizza?
I wanted a cheeseburger.
I was in the cheeseburger crowd.
Yeah.
Yay. So, Noel, you and me, next time we meet at a con, cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I got a cheeseburger.
Yay. Hey, cheeseburgers
I can put away some cheeseburgers.
Wasn't that the first picture like I sent you guys? I was like, yeah, hold on. I'll be on in a minute. Let me finish cooking dinner. And it was a picture of me cooking cheeseburgers. But and you could be healthier with something like hummus, with pita and a bowl of fruit that'll accomplish the same. But in short term, balance that combination of protein and carbs for that nice gaming session.
Or maybe instead of potato chips, try pita chips. A lot less oil. Give it there's a lot of stuff out there. And you know what? You might want to make it character creation. We're all trying something new. Everyone brings in something new. We all try, and you might be able to put something neat together, and it's fun.
If you want specific recipes and ideas, let us know, and we will come back to that in another episode devoted to snacks at the gaming table and the food.
Yeah. Actually, Garmanger might make a snack book, you know, for Patreons.
Actually, that sounds like a delicious episode.
Here's what I was thinking that Garmanger maybe put in charge of our Instagram, and all he does is put things in there that are snacks and foods and
I paid for it.
And recipes.
Yay. You know, but here's we're assuming most people can, most people are not like me,
Look it up online too. Yeah. A lot of this is, think about it. Food is important. It's an element of social gathering. So you need to think about it more than, we'll just order pizza every single week.
But pizza's technically a salad, right?
Pizza is technically a sandwich, not a salad. That's a conversation for a different event. But before I start having to do all the Instagram, that makes me evaluate whether or not I'm getting enough sleep. And here's the next thing you need for long-term
you
health.
Do.
Segue master, thank you, is to make sure enough sleep. Now, the doctors and the medical professionals and all of the people who are experts on this are going to tell you that you should have 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Even I will admit that is aspirational personally. But the better you sleep, the better you're going to be at gaming. The better focus you're going to have, the better imagination and creativity you're going to have.
Especially if you're doing a new game, because if you're playing something, you need that sleep to actually kind of cement stuff in your head.
Yeah.
So if you guys, if everyone's starting to do like, all right, let's put it this way. My sleep got really effed up, and the doctors can't fix it. And they brought out D&D 5th Ed, and I tried. I could not. I would read it, and I would completely forget it. You know, it was one of those things. So you can't absorb the rules. If you don't sleep well, you won't remember that really awesome gaming session as well. You know, we all know we ain't going to be perfect at it. However, you need to make sure you at least, you know, try, especially after, you know, you guys have an intense gaming session or you stayed up all night trying to work on your new campaign. You know, you need, because not only does sleep kind of refresh the whole body, you know, you're like, awesome. It locks in what you did.
Neuropsychologically, we can go into the encoding components. We can go into the actual science behind how memory
Please
works.
Please don't make me start that. I won't stop.
Neither will I. I can grab my reference books that are not that far from me. But what I'm going to do is give you a couple of tips for long term. Shut off your electronic screens before you get in bed. We know.
Yeah.
There is no question. Staring at smartphones in your bed, staring at iPads in your bed, staring at newfangled HD TVs in your bed interferes with melatonin production and reduces the quality of your sleep. It is not good for you.
Here's the thing, though.
Are you suggesting that if I watch exciting comedy YouTube videos while I'm trying to actually get to sleep, I'm not going to be able to get to sleep?
I am, in fact, telling you that watching exciting comedic YouTube videos in bed is going to prevent you from getting as good a sleep.
This also includes amusing cat videos. Here's the other thing. As it's getting later at night, a lot of the newer smartphones have a reduced blue light.
My phone does that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And reducing, so, you know, I usually around 7-8 o'clock, my phone goes from regular to, low blue. And also, if you're somebody like me and I've got, you know, lights, like certain things light up, or I have lights in the room because I can't see for shit at night. Like I actually have a night light, in the bathroom. So, you know, but the light bulb's red. You want to have red light. You don't want to have blue light or white light. If you can keep it at red, because red also, that's the longest one to trigger, I need to wake up. You know, so that is,
also prevents you from, and there are some people that will tell you that there is no such thing as true night vision, but red light actually takes longer for your eyes to undilate.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's one of the reasons why in the military they use red lensed lights.
I thought it was because it made them look cool.
Nope. It actually has to do with it's harder for you to see them at distance.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't need, like, because your eyes are already really, you know, dilated because you're trying to see in the dark.
Yep.
That it doesn't start to contract as much as if you were using like a blue light. So that's why.
The other thing I'm going to recommend as being the killjoy game dad, you kids these days kind of person.
Stop doing all the chemical stimulants.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. And part of that goes to have a regular schedule. If you can have a regular set sleep schedule, you're going to get better sleep. And we can talk about REM cycles and how that works and why that's important. Or I can just tell you, try to have a regular schedule to the best you can. Not all of you listening.
Look, if you pull an all-nighter, don't say everything's screwed up forever. Just go right back to it. It's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
Garnamon's right, because I've been told it's like that was the big thing with me. It's like, oh, I screwed up my sleep forever. Never going to try it again, kind of.
No. if you end up off your schedule, you can get back to it, but you have to try. And if you've got a schedule, you're going to get better sleep and you're going to sleep better. And by sleeping better, you think better and you enjoy yourself better and you're in a better physical and mental place to enjoy your games. Chemical stimulants are not the answer, says the person who drinks more coffee than should be allowed a day. It does not fix everything. It does not make things better. It is not a replacement for sleep.
Mm-hmm. But no. Here's the other thing is, you know, if you're going to be going to conventions and there, you get different time zones. And for Eric the Mage, because I know he's coming from the West Coast, and if he's going to the East Coast and then you get back, you're going to screw yourself up a little bit. Check with before one. If, you know, if you got sleep issues or something like that, check with the doctor, see if there's like, for me, I was told because if I was traveling across time zone to screw myself up, I was told to do melatonin spikes to trick my brain and to reset when, you know, to kind of tweak my circadian rhythm. You know, and it's like, okay, now if you're going to be over here for a bit, okay, you want to drink more light in your face and more coffee in the morning and then, you know, spike and then to do it to get it back. But check with your doctor to see if that's okay. But that is what worked for me. And you can buy melatonin over the counter, which is
important.
Really helpful.
So we've talked about food. We've talked about sleep. Anybody want to guess what's next?
Cookies.
First, you have to earn the cookies. And you earn the cookies with physical exercise.
Yes.
Oh.
Look, yeah.
Go back to the disclaimer, consult your medical professionals before you, let's say, start any exercise program, et cetera, et cetera. Do not listen to us because we are not licensed medical and health professionals. But some level of physical activity is good for you as your health tolerates it. You don't have to be a gym rat. You don't have to be a power walking fiend. But if you get enough movement every day, it helps. And a lot of us have sedentary work environments. A lot of us tabletop gamers are also computer gamers. And that means we are sitting on our rump, we are not moving, and we are not being good to our bodies.
Speak for yourself, good sir.
Well, I said a lot of us.
He said most.
I said a lot of us, not all of us.
Mr. Buns and legs and calves of iron because you walk for a bajillion hours. Uphill, both ways.
I do walk downhill one way. I have to. But no, and it is a blessing of my job that I actually get to be paid to exercise.
Yep.
Because a lot of jobs don't have that. And I appreciate it because now it comes with its own problems.
Shin splints. And that's one of the things to point out about short-term issues. If you are doing serious weightlifting, if you are doing more than just getting a little extra exercise and keeping yourself moving, don't have leg day the day before you game. Just if you've done the serious lifting, you know it's a day, 24, 36 hours afterwards that the worst amount of sore and muscle growth happens. It's not pain. Pain is bad. Sore is just your muscles getting better. You do that a day before.
You got to make sure you know the difference.
Oh, yeah. You do that the day before you game and your glutes are really sore and you're sitting down playing a game for 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Yeah. So think about that and time it out and schedule a break. Schedule a bio break in your in-person games. Get up, stretch.
Yes.
If you're a cigarette smoker, go outside, have a cigarette, walk around while you do it. You shouldn't smoke. It's bad for you. Doctors tell you that, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a recovering smoker, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
But the thing is, you don't always have to, and everyone's thinking exercise. I hate treadmills. I hate weights. There's a lot of other cool shit out there. And here's the thing that makes it even cooler. All right. You want to know something? You're gaming. Why don't you pick up a LARP? You know, where you're, you know, you got to walk around. Sometimes, you know, there's ones where you use Bafra weapons. It's a little extra thing. You may want to try that. I took up wall climbing because, well, I can't really do anything else.
You're a spider monkey?
Yeah.
Turns out, yeah. But the thing is, for me, I can't lose weight no matter what the hell I do. If I did cardio 24/7, it's the weirdest thing in the world. But if I start bulking and putting a little muscle on, I started losing weight. So
we can go into that part of it. No.
But the But the reason I started doing the wall climbing is because I'm a puzzle lover, and I don't know if everyone else, you guys know that I like puzzles, but what it is, it's real-time puzzle solving with physical activity, and I had to see, like, okay, am I missing something, or do I have to get stronger to pull it off? So for me, if I'm just sitting on a treadmill, I'm bored off my tushy. But this one,
you gotta find something.
Yeah. And some people like will listen to podcasts and they'll do long walks or an audiobook.
I am a big proponent of both aerobic and anaerobic exercise, of both strength training and endurance training being balanced. But that's part of a bigger conversation for a different show. Related to that is watch your posture. Related to sitting on our rump and staring at a computer screen for a lot of us all day, we don't take care of how we stand. If you stand up straight, you honestly feel better. If you roll your shoulders back 10 times every hour to kind of counteract a slump that happens at a computer, that's better. Set your workspace to be ergonomic so you don't have to look down and strain your neck. And for the love of all that is praiseworthy and holy, stop keeping your smartphone by your navel. Bring it up. Hold it up. Don't look down at it. Look forward, for the love of Pete. It will help you.
Yep.
And those of you who have met me in person, who have seen me walking around at conventions, how do I stand?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I can't. I can only do it. Come up to your navel.
Technicalities, youngin.
Yeah.
Stand up straight, and it helps your breathing. It helps your voice. If you want to talk about how to make yourself sound better in public, and at some point we may do a GM presentation component, standing up straight properly helps with that. It makes you sound fuller. It gives you more resonance. It makes you actually not be as sore and tired.
And I'll tell you this, because you gentlemen have absolutely no idea how all this works, because, well, I have the equipment, you don't. All right, standing up straight, and if you're at a convention or anything else like that, and if you are endowed, as I think I am, which is a bonus, you're doing that shoulder roll thing, it is probably one of the best things, you know, because if you're all hunched over, you know, because women have a little bit more top-heavy thing, it really screws up your back and actually pulls more. But if you got to do that shoulder thing, it not only that, it also helps can reset your bra. It kind of pulls your muscles back and you know, it kind of recenters you, and it's wonderful.
On a related note,
and if you're going and better posture, cramps, yeah. It helps cramps. I will tell you that.
If you're going to a con or just in general, ladies, check your
sports bras. Well,
no, actually, no. Check whether or not you need to realign your bra. You may well have not reset it and actually have it set appropriately if you've washed it a few times and haven't actually gone back and made sure that you're properly locked and loaded. The simple fact is those slide back down, and make sure that you're using the appropriate width for the band. It's simple enough that if you get that wrong.
Yes, theater geek.
Yes. And the fact that ladies, on your bras, remember that you have complementary sizes, and that sometimes you can actually go up a band size and down a cup size and find something that fits you a little bit better. Explore this, because a properly fitted and properly suited bra is an undergarment that helps you with posture and helps you feel better.
Exactly. The good posture, I mean, it helps in the front. It helps because, you know, that pain, like right below your neck, between your shoulders, that you get, it's just like, oh my gosh. And also, as someone who suffers cramps from that wonderful monthly visitor, I hate you. You know, I will be honest, a better posture can help, you know, it helps with cramps. It also helps, you know, it's like,
if you alleviate a muscle tension that causes it to be exacerbated, it means that you're not in as much discomfort, and that posture gives you.
You're still going to be in pain, but you ain't going to make it worse.
It gives you a safety net.
So,
Yeah.
So, let's just put it this way. When you're gaming and you're out there having, you want to be in the most comfortable thing you can be. So, you know,
and if these are
why would you want to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, if these are your everyday habits, there's really no effort. The last thing I'm going to mention, the last thing I want to talk about, and at least, you know, as the game dad who says go to sleep early and eat your veggies, don't forget self-care. And part of that is...
We did a whole episode on self-care.
Well, and here I'm particularly tying into these kind of physiological components that we'll overlook. Because, look, we're playing games. We're stubborn. We are headstrong. We think we can do it right, and we're going to charge our way forward. If you have medications on a schedule, don't forget to take them. If you need to take it with food, make sure that there is food at the table that you eat at the right time. If you are playing and not GMing, tell the GM or the host. That's self-care. That's not being it is not honorable to make your doctor want to hit you in the back of the head because you didn't listen to your instructions because you thought your friends weren't going to be okay with the fact that you need to take a medicine to stay alive. Guess what?
Yeah.
We want you to take your med. How do we help?
Because we can't game with you if you're dead.
Exactly. And we really don't want people to have to use the other episode we've done about what to do when a player dies. That's a last resort episode. Take your meds. Okay?
Yep. And here's the thing. You know, you might certain meds have certain side effects. So, like, say if one causes, like, for the first 20 minutes after you take it, and I speak from experience, causes nausea. You know what? Why don't we tie that to a, you know, to a bio break? It's just like, okay, I take it. I have 5 minutes before the side effects kick in. You let people know. And if a good GM or a good group can figure out ways around it, or, you know, it's just like, I'm going to take it. I've done this. I go on the couch for about 15 minutes and then I can pop back in. Yeah. You know, be aware of the med you take. If there's side effects, you don't have to tell what the med is for. You can just say, hey, you know what, I might get a headache, or, you know, spontaneously bleeding from the eyes usually is a bad thing. It's like, no, but these are my Spider-Man.
These are non side effects of this.
Look, if you've got someone like me at the table who's gonna call 911 and start administering first aid before you can tell me not to, if you're bleeding from the eyes, you probably should tell me that's normal, because otherwise I am in all likelihood going to have completely turned the table over, laid you out, and am administering all kinds of first aid.
Yep.
And that is awful for the map.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if you've got like Noel, you know, because now he's going to get fitted with a cyborg guy and we won't have to worry about it anymore, you know. But I'm sure you is like, all right, I'm going to need a little bit of stuff so I don't get extra eye strain.
Mm-hmm. Remind us to have the oil can ready for you, Tin Man.
Yeah.
Just need some wireless chargers. That's all.
Eating batteries, like, you know, from my stepmother's an alien.
Does that count as food?
Yes.
It's electrolytes, literally.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We've just scratched the surface. We can go into a lot more of this, but the thing is, we want you to take care of yourself so you can game for a long time and we can hear from you for a long time. Mm-hmm. If you've got questions, reach out to us. Let us know. If you've got something to add, join us on the Facebook group and share that on what we got wrong or what you've done to keep yourself healthy so you can game for a long and rewarding time. And in the meantime, we still do have a few more bits, including...
And now we enter Stat Blocks. This is a segment where you can use something that we've created in your game tonight.
Zen, go.
All right. Well, since I have been working like crazy on trying to get this website rebuilt, I don't have anything.
No, let's go with Noel, because we've missed him, and I want to hear what he's come up with. Come on.
You've got an option, Noel. Do you want to go first, or do you want to go last?
Well, I mean, I always enjoy the dramatic going last to tie it together, but, you know, it has been a while, so I don't mind going first.
Yay! Let's hear your awesomes. I love your awesomes.
So, a return to form. I present the catalog item, the elevator call button. On a faded and torn piece of paper reveals a page of the notorious catalog. On it, you find the listing for the elevator call button. The need for vertical movement comes as a necessity when exploring lost ruins, deep caves, or the sunken towers of the Antediluvians. The modern world provides with the elevator call button, a wonderful device that can bring forth an ascending carriage regardless of the structure. Yes, with this device firmly placed against the wall, the service button will manifest a doorway into a box of tile and steel. The lift attendant will provide professional courtesy to applicable empty spaces above and below their bound and tethered workspace in a polite and friendly manner. Caution. Do not attempt to operate the lift yourself. Do not disobey the lift attendant's commands. Do not attempt to call the otherworldly beings who are known only as maintenance. No help is coming. No help is coming. No help is coming. The elevator call button. Up, up, and away. Order of caution. All purchases are recorded and authorities will be notified.
That is awesome. I was just holding my tongue whole time.
I have missed. Yeah. Oh, I have missed your. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's delightful. Where did you come up with that idea? I love it.
I'm going to admit, I very much ripped that one off from a stream I've been watching.
It doesn't matter. I love it. I think it's delightful. Well, well done, sir. As always, you entertain and delight.
Welcome back. Yeah, I'll go ahead and go next, if you don't mind, Jules.
Go right ahead.
The Codex Scientia. Every once in a while, you will come across a compilation, a data store, a newfangled book that holds wonder and promise. More often than not, that promise is in the form of a new story or idea that captivates, that delights the most imaginative parts of your brain. Then there is the Codex Scientia. Now, the Codex Scientia isn't really a book or data chip, but a passkey into existing knowledge. You see, while we collect so much data about our lives today and the star-faring future of the Codex, the government and companies collect it all. And the Codex is a backdoor key into a program that cross-checks and collates. Yes, all the existing data in the known system. All the stories that are being told in real time, in real life, at your fingertips. All the secrets laid bare for you to dig through, soak in, and seek out. A nondescript slip of paper or data entry gave you this key, this almost magical font of knowledge, but every time you access the Codex, every time you use its data, its owners come one step closer to finding where you are. What you don't know can kill you when it comes to beings from beyond the edge of the system and that have been laying their plans out with the Codex for the past century.
Nice. Ooh,
well done.
Ooh, I want it.
I know, me too.
I've been in a sci-fi mood lately.
Yeah. Well, tying into the sci-fi theme, guys, I'll bring it on home with Tabula Rasa Incorporated. Do you remember when you were young and reading Philip K. Dick's We Can Remember It For You Wholesale? It's a literary classic with deep dives on the amorphous nature of memory and reality. But honestly, the idea of having a full realistic adventures downloaded into your brain was a cool concept. Well, we here at Tabula Rasa Incorporated have brought this concept to mankind for the first time. Tabula Rasa is a hospice/convalescent enterprise that promises your remaining time on this planet will be your greatest adventure. Terminal residents are able to spend their final moments on this earth living through a tailor-made experience just for them. When admitted to our facility, each resident is given a full brain scan and psychological workup. This helps our story makers build the ideal final adventure. Then each resident is brought to their dedicated sensory tank. We make sure that all end-of-life paperwork is taken care of with the assistance of our on-site legal advisors before the resident is wired up to the simulation and submerged in the tank. And then the simulation starts. Our residents are able to spend their final moments pain-free and completely mobile inside their own unique neural adventure. And real-time updates allow our story makers to adapt the experience so that our residents are able to finish their adventure before they pass away. Death once said, "Humans need fantasy to be human." So what we offer at the end is the opportunity to be the quintessential human. Almost every convalescent home promises dying with dignity. We at Tabula Rasa Incorporated promise dying with humanity.
I like it.
Thanks.
That's one of the best ones you've ever done.
Yeah. Really?
The idea, the promise, the questions, everything that's there, everything that underlies it, I really think that's one of the best ones you've done.
So I want to use that not just as a thing in a game.
But as a game.
But like that's the type of thing that like, yeah, wrapping an entire system around that concept.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about it just, you know, with all my medical bullshit, it's just like, I don't want to just feel everything ebbing away. I want to just be on one last adventure. And right as the adventure ends, you let go and go on to your next adventure. Because yeah. That is kind of what death is. What is the next adventure? But, you know, it's something I've been contemplating lately. So.
Well, it has provided.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Your contemplations have led to, I think, a really beautiful and well done piece. Kudos.
Thanks, guys.
And with that,
I appreciate
we will
it.
Turn the mic over.
Let's go into
Lexicon, where we give you cool words to help improve your vocabulary.
All right, guys. This actually is a pretty easy one. And it's primal.
First.
The yeah. It is a fun adjective. The definition is original or primitive or first in importance.
That was primitive. There you go.
You knew you've missed us. Oh, yeah.
It's not the first time I've heard that, though.
No. Now, the origin and etymology of primal is from medieval Latin.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is actually primus is the original.
Primus is the noun form. And then, when did they turn it into a primal?
I think that's where medieval, it's primalis.
Okay.
So, and it was first used in 1604.
That's way later than I expected.
Yeah.
And it is one of the bottom 50% of words.
See,
if you don't take it in video games.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Well,
no. That's actually very telling because the way I see the word primal most often is in the Final Fantasy XIV game I play, in which primals are powerful, ancient beings of concepts that are like the core concepts of, you know, these tribal gods almost. So it's interesting.
The second definition, first in importance.
Mm-hmm.
And original. I mean, yeah, that's exactly.
I just think of the Primal Rage fighting game.
Yeah.
It was innovative at its time. I'll stop. I won't.
No, I enjoyed it.
I could. Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and throw out these amazing, fun closing remarks.
All right. I want you to. Well, I want you to go first because I've missed your recommendations.
Well, I don't really have that much in terms of recommendations now. Mostly, I'm alive again in the world, so I'm recommending me.
Yay! I completely second this recommendation. Anyone in for a third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I know something that nobody else here knows. Yeah.
So I'm kind of kicking back into gear with doing some streaming work, obviously getting re-involved with these crazy things called podcasts. You guys may
Where can we find you streaming? Where can we find you streaming?
Twitch.com/NullOperations. I know it's quite a stretch for the name there.
All right, so people, you got to go check them out on the streamings.
I'm doing that, and there maybe could be something about a tabletop RPG actual play podcast series kind of being created out of the ashes of something else.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That's the secret that I knew.
which is very interesting to me, because certain someone's stat block might have part of the name of what is to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. But teasers all around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As things get closer, we will let people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jules, what you got?
All right, I've got a British BBC series called Jekyll. Mm. From James Nesbitt, who is totally awesome. And it is probably one of the coolest. I binged this thing. It was awesome. And then I bought the DVD because I wanted to support it. It's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and now it's not a modern reinterpretation. It's what happens in the future, you know? And it's, you know, after the events of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it brings, you know, all the way up to modern day. And it's so well done, and it's really, you know, the main character works at a firm called Klein and Utterson, which were the names of Henry Jekyll's friends, kind of colleagues, you know, back in the day. And it's beautifully done. The music is great. And the guy, he's amazing because he plays this dichotomy so well. And it's, oh my God, you know, same actor. And he almost pulls like a Manny Patinkin. You're like, is that really the same? Whoa. Beautifully done. And it's fun to watch. And it's really cool to see Nesbitt, you know, because y'all remember him from Coupling and shit like that. Really go just, you look at him like, oh my gosh, is that like malevolence or what? It's amazing. So enjoy it. Go have fun. Who's next?
Very cool.
I will go because it's another TV show. And if you're not watching Krypton, then you are wrong. It is so good. It is way better than I think it has a right to be. Either, and because it's a sci-fi series, one of two things is going to happen. Either there will only be one season, because the story is actually really compelling. It's
really,
yeah, it's not Superman. It's not even Superman's dad. It's his grandfather. And it's the story of how certain things happen to push and create Superman. And it is really, really cool. There are little like drops that happen in it where it's actually like Superman's great grandfather has his lab where he's working outside of the city, and they call it his Fortress of Solitude. Like it's little things like that.
I've heard really good things
in the story. It is really well done. The writing's good. It feels alien, but very approachable. And it has a lot to do, like when they always talk about like the House of L. Well, what the hell does the House of L even mean? Because nobody's talked about what Krypton was. This is what it was. And there were these like guilds. And each house belonged to a certain guild. So you have the House of El, which is, you know, the one that Superman comes from. But Zod is actually a house name.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay. But they actually go into it.
Reimagining like, Krypton is one of those.
So
it's cool. One of those great things that they do in that universe periodically, and half the time do wonderfully and half the time don't. I've heard really great things, and I have to admit I have not yet watched Krypton. It's on my list to catch up on. I know, flog me later, but I did see Infinity War during the opening weekend, so that's a thing.
So did I.
I haven't. No spoilers.
I would never spoil anything with a movie. I'm one of those people. I haven't. Do you know how many of the trailers I saw for Infinity War?
I've seen none of them.
I have seen none.
I saw every single one of them many, many times.
Do you know how many when the new Star Wars movies, like the new ones,
mm-hmm.
do you know how many of the trailers I saw for any of those?
None. Zero.
I go out of my way to not see trailers. I am one of the weird ones. I know this. But it is Krypton is really good, and you really should sit down because they even play like the house dynamics of like old world guild houses.
I mean, yeah, I've heard I would love the politics, and you guys know that is
one
of my happy joys.
Yeah.
Krypton.
Yeah, it is well worth it. So, Garmoshe,
really quickly plug the Alexander Technique, going off the posture and exercise things we were talking about earlier. The Alexander Technique is a method of movement and posture to help you become more comfortable and move in a more relaxed manner. I don't necessarily support all of the claims about what it can and can't do for your health, but what we do know is it will help you with posture and stress, and those are things that all of us can very easily deal with. You find me at Origins in person, I'll give you a quick example of how it will help you immediately feel better.
Cool. All right, folks. So, until next week,
keep gaming.
Have fun.
And do it in a healthy way.
Contact us or the show using Twitter, Facebook, or plain old email. Our Twitter accounts are at Zendead,
at Jules Podcaster,
and at 2050 Garde Manger.
And the show's Twitter account is at Seize the GM.
You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/SeizeTheGM. Or chat with us and other RPG lovers in our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/SeizeTheGM.
You can email questions or comments to the show at admin@SeizeTheGM.com. And if you have a few bills you want to send us, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/SeizeTheGM podcast. And we thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Seize the GM. Feel free to leave a comment about this episode on our webpage, www.seizethegm.com. Let the dice fall where they may, and we'll see you all again next week.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. All copyrighted materials referenced herein are held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied.
The music for the show is Dreaming Spirit, off the album Ghost Machine, by the Enigma TNG. His music is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0, Unported License.